The world beats.
These are the sounds that keep it spinning.
The continuing story of today's global music.
Welcome to World Beat Canada.
By now, we all know smartphones are driving us to distraction, but most are up to the challenge, and some are ready to take the game to the next level. Victoria Ambrose was stopped at a red light in Guelph, Ontario, when a cop pulled her over and slapped her with a $400 distracted driving fine. No, she wasn't engrossed in her iPhone. It was her iWatch. Equally distracting, but with the added challenge of having to squint. Later, she told Justice Lloyd Phillips that she was just checking the time, which requires you to tap the display for clock mode and then tap off. Wow, such a technological marvel. I just have to glance at my Timex. In the judge's words, an Apple Watch is no safer than a cell phone taped to someone's wrist. Of course, with the watch, she could also check her heart rate when she was handed a $400 ticket. Tom Cruise isn't the only one feeling the need for speed. The Top Gun reboot is in pre-flight production, and so are three competing aeronautics firms intent on reviving supersonic commercial flight. But again, technology has made strides since the Concorde stopped service 15 years ago. The next-gen supersonic passenger jets, expected to take to the skies in the 2020s, will be quiet, made of lightweight carbon fibers. Aerodynamics have been improved, and engines no longer require the jet fuel chug-a-lugging afterburners. At two times the speed of sound, they'll take you from New York to Paris in a little over 3 hours at a price that's equally thrilling. Finally, it smells like kitty spirit, and Hasbro has found a way to trademark the unmistakable scent of Play-Doh. Not everyone can say they have the world's most distinctive scent, said an expert on intellectual property law. Fact, in 2006, Play-Doh marketed Ode to Play-Doh for its 50th birthday. Sexy. When the toy toddler market was asked what they thought of Play-Doh's new trademarked aroma, they apparently replied, "Can't talk eating." I'm Cal Coat. Enough talk. This is new for NYC's underground system, students of classic Fela Kuti, loops, and all kinds of cool stuff. Ready, set, it's go from World Beat Canada.
Thank you.
pushing the boundaries in Portugal. That is Mercedes Peon from her fifth album, which is called Deazas. And we heard MK, another brand new release from our ears to yours. Underground System kicked things off from a forthcoming album. It's not out until much later this year, but you got your first taste right here. That was Go. More demands, this time from Camaro 67, their brand new album Still Burning, which they just released the other weekend. Fantastic disc. It's Crank It from World Beat Canada.
This is Camaro 67, and we're driving the beat home on World Beat Canada. We'll be right back.
the beat in your own backyard.
Beat, check out the vibe
of World Beat Live.
June 15th and 16th, it's a great opportunity to get your Celt in a twist with Patricia Fraser and myself. She'll be hosting Blackthorn on the stage June 16th on two occasions on the Saturday afternoon, June 16th. And you'll have an opportunity to win a full kilt package worth $1,200. Friday and Saturday, June 15th and 16th at Percy Perry Stadium. That's at Town Center Park, 1299 Pine Tree Way in Coquitlam. For more information and tickets, bchighlandgames.com. The anticipation is building for the TD Vancouver International Jazz Festival. There's always some incredible music by the mountains on the North Shore of Vancouver as part of the North Shore Jazz Fest component. On June 28th, it's your opportunity to see David Hidalgo from Los Lobos and guitarist Mark Ribot together. That's going to be a great show. More information at capilanou.ca/center. I'll be emceeing eight occasions throughout the week leading up to July 1st in Canada Day. So keep listening to this program. I'll keep you posted on where we can catch some great jazz festival music together. And across the Salish Sea, June 20th through June 24th, it's Victoria's Ska Reggae Festival with lots of great stuff, including the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones and the Western Standard Time Ska Orchestra, which features members of Hepcat, the Agrolites, and the Debonairs. We have one of the foremost global Tronica music architects joining us a little bit later in this program. It's Jeff Stott on his new album, Aslan Dub System Volume 1. I mentioned Camaro 67 CD release last weekend. Also on the bill, a CD release from Coco Jaffro. They're next with Happiness from World Beat Canada. I'm Cal Coat.
Jaffro, and this is the beat in your own backyard from World Beat Canada.
Yeah!
They are far, all you need. You choose love.
hear this instrument going on. You hear this melody, you hear this music, you hear this voice. All that come to our heart. Same culture, we know the same religion, but our heart is same. I believe that.
Making its way from Senegal to North Carolina, Diali Sissoko and Keira Ba, a brand new album called Roots. And that was Story Song. We also heard from Coco Jafro and Forces of Nature, a band that is definitely environmentally connected, urban chic, and global soul. From right here in Vancouver. Time for your touch of the familiar, and this goes back to the days, the heady days of disco, and a Giorgio Moroder instrumental disco hit, and there weren't too many of those. This was the theme music to Midnight Express, and it comes to us from Doud, Dueling Ouds, out of Morocco and Northern Africa, and electronics. Here you go, it's Doud with your touch of the familiar, Chase, on World Beat Canada. Taking your polyester suit and platform shoes to the desert sands of the Sahara. That is Daoud with Chase. Oh, you're in for a lot of interesting chat next and some amazing new music from an album called Adlan Dub System Volume 1. Jeff Stott is our very special guest. Straight ahead on World Beat Canada, I'm Kelcote. Jeff Stott is a sonic architect who molds ear candy from deep bass, electronic textures, and global touchstones. The new album, Adlan Dub System Volume 1, mixes in flavors of today's electro-cumbia movement, Jamaican dub, and even Balkan. Jeff joins the program for the first time. Nice to finally talk with you, Jeff. Congrats on the new release.
Hey guys, how's it going?
It's going really well. In light of recent developments in your personal life, I'm guessing that Adlan has more to do with Turkey than Narnia. Can you tell us about that?
Yes. Everyone is, when I say, you know, the Adlan system, they, oh yeah, you know, the Narnia. Actually, Adlan, right? Adlan means lion in Turkish.
Okay.
Who wrote Narnia? It was a, you know, help me, it's a very famous author.
C.S. Lewis.
Anyway, C.S. Lewis, thank you so much. He probably picked it up from Turkish, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's where that connection came from. But I love the name because in Jamaican music, the lion figures in the iconography, you know, you see a lot of lions on the album covers and things like that. So I thought Adlan was a great name for the project because it's like Turkish lion. It's almost like Turkish dub, or it kind of, it's a multi, like double entendre kind of name. So that's where it came from.
And you've recently made a change in your personal life, right? You've married into a Turkish family.
Yeah. I met my wife at Burning Man, actually.
Okay.
She was playing her nay flute out on the playa near the temple structure. And we had a bunch of friends in common, and it was one of those things where it just happened really quickly. I proposed to her within a year of meeting. And I'm just so lucky, you know, to be now part of that family. We go to Turkey every year. My mother-in-law has a villa on the Aegean coast.
Wow.
And, you know, it's a whole new kind of lifestyle.
Speaking of Burning Man, we debuted the opener, Yamaya, last week on the show, a track that was inspired by Burning Man. You regularly hosted the Chill Lounge at that event, didn't you?
Burning Man is many things to many people, so it's not the Chill Lounge, but we were the Hookah Dome,
okay,
which is a big sound camp, and we had a giant dome, and we served Turkish coffee and hookahs inside, and it was a very beautiful chill-out zone during the day when it was really hot outside. Come in an air-conditioned area and have a lovely Turkish coffee. And then at night, it was this massive sound stage with all of the, you know, David Starfires and Freak Nasty and Chevy Sabah, you know, rest in peace, and belly dancers and, you know, big stage performances. And so it was a beautifully powerful, like, global stage at Burning Man. And that, unfortunately, is kind of wound down. It's sort of hard to keep camps going because they're very expensive. But we had a moment there, you know, around 2008 to 2012 was kind of like the heyday of the Hookah Dome.
Another big change in your life. You're now a music educator. Can you share more about that experience with us?
Well, sure. I've always been teaching. I was teaching like community arts classes at Cell Space, which was an old school San Francisco arts kind of warehouse. And that was back in the early 2000s. I had a studio over there and I would teach their media classes. And I got my master's degree, I don't know, almost 10 years ago now, and with the intention of becoming a teacher. And I taught at Cal State for a while, and then I taught at Pyramind, which is a music education school here. And now I run the digital lab at the SF Jazz Center here in San Francisco.
Cool.
And it's a little, small little class, like 10 or 12 seats. And we teach all the cool stuff, you know, Ableton and composition with Logic and film scoring and all that stuff. And I just got hired on this summer as adjunct faculty to the SAE Institute, which is a multinational kind of music education university or college. And they've got campuses all through the U.S. and Berlin and I think Japan and various places. So I'm kind of slowly kind of creeping into that organization as well as an educator. And I just love teaching. I really, really love teaching, especially Ableton Live. I think it's an intensely creative program. And I just really love everything about that company's approach to creativity. So, yeah, I think it's a natural extension as an artist to become a teacher, sort of to share your knowledge, I think is really important, you know, beyond just releasing tracks.
Man, I'd love to get some Ableton lessons. You really are one busy guy. And in addition to everything mentioned so far, you've also started your own label, Embarca Records, distributed by one of my faves, Six Degrees. And you've launched a video travel series, World is Sound. Can you touch on those projects for us as well?
Embarca is kind of it's a relaunch, actually. I put out the MC Rai record that I produced. He was a Tunisian kind of pop, hip-hop artist that I worked with back in 2005 and 6, and we just kind of sneaked out that, and then the label was dormant for a long time, and I decided to reboot the label and start releasing stuff on a regular basis, you know, just this year. And so I'll be releasing my own work and collaborations and remixes and things like that. And one of the reasons that I relaunched Embarca Records is because of the World of Sound project, So the World of Sound project is me traveling around the world interviewing musicians about their work and profiling cities around the world from a musical point of view. So I'll go to like Istanbul or New Orleans or Tokyo or whatever and embed myself in the musical culture and kind of create like a travel show about music.
Wow, I want your job.
Well, it's just me producing. It's totally independently financed. And I'm definitely looking for help, like financing this thing. You know, and we've got 15 or 20 episodes up on our channel, and you know, we're still totally indie. But so, what I wanted to do was to release the music of the people that I'm working with when I'm doing these interviews. So I thought, you know, I should fire up my label and start to collect, you know, all of these performances from the folks that I'm working with, you know, all around the world, and just create kind of a multi-platform sort of like, you know, media universe where I've got the travel show and I've got the label and I've got the, maybe even a music festival, might, you know, World of Sound might turn into like a festival or a venue or something. So I'm just trying to kind of create that whole kind of ecosystem for just creative artists like all around the world.
And it's all under your umbrella, which is so cool.
Well, I think that's kind of a natural evolution. You know, I'm just feeling like sitting in the studio writing tracks these days is just not really enough for me, and it's not really enough for like my audience or like the world. I feel like we all need to up our game and continue to connect with each other through the music and through what you're doing with your show and everything, because I just feel like everyone's kind of pulling back a little bit, you know, with nationalism and things. And I think we just need to keep the multicultural dialogue happening because it's just so important, you know.
Words to live by. World Beat Canada is on the air with Jeff Stott talking about his latest release, Aslan Dub System Volume 1. Keep pace with as many projects at the homepage, jeffstott.com. That's JEFSTOTT.com. And check out the World is Sound site as well. That's worldissound.tv. Jeff, I picture you in your element alone in the studio surrounded by massive amounts of gear. Is that where you feel most creative?
Yes and no. I do feel very creative in the studio. I do have a big collection of musical instruments and they're all hanging on the wall and, you know, I just can't pull one down and start tracking and all of that kind of stuff. I feel equally comfortable, you know, on the road with my video camera and just, you know, picking up all that B-roll and all those beautiful shots and interviewing everybody. And I also love DJing. I really love taking the audience on a journey. Mm-hmm. And I also play a lot of music for traditional music ensembles. Like I join like Turkish ensembles or Arabic, and I do actually Sufi dervish ceremonies. I play music with that. So I'm kind of, you know, in all those realms, like pretty comfortable. I just like to be engaged, you know. Just sometimes the studio can be a little bit lonely, so I sure. like to kind of get out and do stuff with other people.
Well, we'll have to get you back up to Vancouver one of these days. It would be great to have you do a DJ
set.
Yeah,
I love my Beat South Borders crew.
Yeah, that's right. I'd like to wrap this up with a track from Aslan Dub System Volume 1 that is decidedly different for you, at least from my experience. Can you set up Balkan Beach?
Sure. Yeah, I'll comment on the difference. You know, I just decided to get into a more positive mindset and releasing basically positive music all the time, just because I'm loving this kind of beach culture, like around the world sort of thing. You know, mm-hmm. you go to Cuba or you go to, you know, South Africa or wherever, and the beach vibe is always the same. And I grew up in Los Angeles and I loved the beach and, you know, was a surfer in Malibu and stuff when I was a kid.
Cool.
So this track technically is a combination of all the elements of the album. It's kind of like a great little postcard for the album because you've got the Balkan brass lines, you've got the heavy dub like Jamaican thing, and then there's this section in the second half of the song where it goes into full-on cumbia. So it's kind of got that touchstone of all of the different elements of the album in one song. So I think it's kind of representing the direction that I want to be taking my music for a while.
ask guys like that who make you look at your life and ask, am I really doing enough here? That is Jeff Scott from Aslan Dub System Volume 1. Can't wait for Volume 2. And Balkan Beach. Back with Da Cruz, electroacoustic Brazilian music, coming at you from the Swiss Alps. This is World Beat Canada. I'm Cal Coat.
Only to let you know who's making the great sounds you're listening to.
The best music is on a roll at World Beat Canada Radio. Radio.
Mami pida cerveza, sacúdalo. Hasta abajo mueve ese maón. Usted va a sentir la verdadera sensación. Pégese, no aléjese y motívese. Pero yo pa' qué me voy a disgustar con usted. Dale, dale.
And Quito Electro, man, so much great new music, and an hour just doesn't seem to cover it. Promise me you'll join me again next week for World Beat Canada. We're produced and recorded through the facilities of Calco Pirate Communications. Our sister program is Celt in a Twist with Patricia Fraser, both available as a free download or stream. Start at the homepage, worldbeatcanada.com. New music from The Borderlands with Patricia Vaughn and Top of the Mountain, her new release with Western Blood. But our last word goes to Charles Maurice de Talleyrand, who said, "To succeed in the world, it is much more necessary to possess the penetration to discern who is a fool than to discover who is a clever man." Copyright Communications.